was injured when I was 53. I forgot that when you're 53, you don't bounce as well as when you're 21, and I was breaking in a mule at the time, about the size of a racehorse. I was bucked off and went up like a rocket and came down on my head. I felt the feeling in my body just drain down my body like a grey tide.
What's your understanding about what this art project is all about?
When I first saw the art project, I really wasn't interested in coming. I thought, well, that's not for me. But when I got here, I thought, well, if I'm devoting 2 weeks of my life to doing this, I wanted to make it more than just an art for art's sake. I wanted to make it a personal story, and I wanted to express in the art, through the art, the feelings that I had, which I hadn't felt that I could openly express to other people. People in my condition tend to put on a mask, even to our families, of being someone that's cheerful for various reasons. One is we don't want to hurt, we don't want to involve the families in the hurt that we're going through. And with the public, we just feel that we just don't want to be self-pitying people. Self-pity is not one of my strengths. I don't go in for self-pity. It's a downward spiral to misery. Since the accident 15 years ago, I've always had a core of a place I don't want to go. It's partly the life I'm leading. It's partly the life I should have had and deserve to have after a lifetime of work. And it's partly the fear of the future as the injury becomes more of a problem to me.
Kathy, can you describe the artwork you've created as part of Imagine Me?
The artwork is partly reliant on the book that I read, The Road, which very much describes to me the path that we've had to travel. I speak not only for myself, but since I did this art project, I've spoken with other people with spinal cord injuries, and they say it describes for them what they feel. It's a devastating injury, and the path from it is far from a direct path. It's a path that has parts of it that are funny and parts of it that are joyful, as they would be for a non-injured person, and parts of it that are bumpy and painful, and times you think you're unable to cope. I've dedicated the artwork to people, including a friend of mine, Mark, who found the path too devastating, and they took the detour marked despair, and we lost them. The artwork does in fact depict a bleak road, a road through a devastated and blasted landscape, a road that has a beginning but has no end. It has my beautiful grandson, who's now almost 8, who's been the inspiration in my life and part of the reason I kept going. Another aspect of the artwork which rather strikes people is the amount of animals on it. I have a donkey on it, I have a dog on it, and I have a cat on it. And the reason for this is that these animals have assisted me on my path in the fact that they've seen me in the night when I've cried through neuropathic pain. People haven't. They've been there for me with their unconditional love. And this has helped me through.
Is it symbolic that a donkey, which was the cause of your accident, is there in the artwork?
No, because it wasn't a donkey. It was a mule as a half donkey and half horse, which accounts for the size of the animal. No, the donkey is there because they're so loving, and because with their very large ears, they tend to listen to all the troubles you pour into them.
The program is about to wrap up. After 2 weeks of learning photography and then photoshopping them into the artwork, how have you changed?
I felt that the process that through the artwork I've been able to express feelings and go places that I've never dared go to before, places deep inside myself. I feel lighter after the program, somehow more able to express the feelings that I've kept hidden for so long, and that the artwork has allowed me to engage more. It's been an enlightening experience for me.
Cathartic as well?
Oh, cathartic in the utmost degree, yes.
Will you get a print of this and would you hang it on your wall?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, I'll get a print of it. I'm going to actually get it transferred onto canvas.
You're very proud of it.
I am proud of it and I intend to go on with artwork. I feel it's just another means of self-expression and of communication.
So this is really life-changing.
Absolutely. It's given me a whole new outlook.